And we're live. Where the hell do I put my feet up at? I need to find somewhere to put my feet up. I mean, we gotta be relaxed here. We gotta enjoy ourselves. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It's episode 513 of True Speech with the King. I cannot tell you just how many times we literally try to perfect that intro. Because if you think about it, like, dude, no time could be truly wasted. Not if you're beneficial with it. Not if you set yourself up properly. Because you think, dude, people always say, oh, I didn't have time today. One of the biggest, most idiotic excuses you could ever make as a person and as a human being. Oh, I didn't have time to get to that. Hey, what's it called? So-and-so is due yesterday. Or what did you, were you able to take care of this, or that? No, I ran out of time. There's no more time. There's no time. Oh, why haven't you come visit me? People ask all these different questions regarding time. Oh, it's always time seems to be the issue with a lot of people. Time, folks. Time. It's all about your time management, though. That's the thing. Time management is important, and that's one of the key factors that goes into doing anything. It takes time to do things. Stores, businesses have a time that people clock in, clock out, take lunches, take breaks, a time before this, the time that they stop selling stuff, a time that they can sell stuff until. It takes time to learn things. It takes time to do new things or accomplish things or in some ways get places. Time is a huge part of life, but it's wasted as well. That's one of the biggest pet peeves of mine. Anyone who knows me and has talked to me and or listened to my podcast knows that time wasting is not one of the things on my list. Time wasting, utilization of your time. I mean, like I said, you're thinking about your life. So you're sitting back. You're putting your feet up. You're thinking, dude, when the fuck is this gonna happen? When can I finally get that big break that I was looking for? When the fuck can I have this or that? You know what I mean? You're just wondering about when the hell it is you're gonna have something. But you got to look at the key factors, the beneficial parts, the middle of it. So you got to work for those things. You have to be willing to go through the fire and not no little sparky fire. You got to be willing to seriously fight for it. Otherwise, you're gonna fuck up in life. You're gonna fuck up in life, and you're not gonna be able to achieve a damn thing because you're not willing to work hard enough. So you can have all the thoughts in the world about anything and everything, but it's not a live thing until you actually make it happen. I want. Famously, Julie's told me this specific quote: "You want in one hand, shit in the other. Which one fills up faster?" I say my wants fill up faster because I don't shit often, so my other hand's gonna be a little bit lighter. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. That was just a little dig at Miss Julia. She's at work right now too. So and the first and foremost, like, I've never really done a show from our room before. That's so cool. What's going on in the world today? Rigged elections. Puppets being put in play. Look, it's generally crazy to think. Like, some people literally are dumbfounded by things. They're blown away by facts. Some are subject to facts, some reject it. Well, facts, aka the truth. People are so subjective to it. People are so naive, so childish, so stupid when it comes to the facts about things. Fess up, quit being a bitch, and get ready to fight for the things you need to fight for. Be aware of the things you need to be aware for. Don't support things that aren't going to get you anywhere. Don't support lost causes. Supporting lost causes, supporting things that don't matter, where is that going to get you? Nowhere. Except wherever the hell you are right now, and then some. And you may not even be far. And I have things that there is. I have milestones and stuff, and goals and tasks in my head that I think about all the time. I got a notebook now, so I can write in all my thoughts on those notebooks or those pages. I don't like to tear pages out of notebooks either. Because, dude, your brain is so substantially unique. Everybody's talented at something. I mean, ideally, you could say that 3 out of 5 people are better at you than something. Is it naive to say that everyone is better at something than the other? And there's one thing that everybody in the world is better at than each other. So that means every fucking person you meet, you're better at than something. Is that a good ratio? I mean, 3 out of 5? The odds might be a little bit sharper or a little bit overstepped. I mean, I think I'm better at a lot of things than a lot of people. But as are they. Better at a lot of things than I am. 2-way street, 5-way street. There's an unlimited amount of streets when it comes to the subject level of talent that we have in the world in general. When it comes to public figures or breakout stars or just any average Joe that you meet on the street. Just because they're not highlighted or known in the media or talked about or seen doesn't mean that they can't be. That's the thing. I mean, there's all these great people. I mean, you got all these public figures. You got stars that are, in the making. You got people. I mean, you got shows like America Got Talent. You got people that are making their breakouts on Instagram and stuff like that. Stars, the Hawk girl, spit on that thing, as Joe Rogan was saying. I mean, there's more than just that, man. There's a lot. There's too many to name. I mean, you got all these famous rappers, singers, Hollywood elite. I mean, you look at all these people, but even though some of these people are pedophiles, some of these people are Satanists and part of the big time elites. There's one truthful statement we can make about these people. They still have got the eye of millions of people. Regardless if you like them or not, regardless if they're rapists or not, regardless if they don't belong on Earth, they still attract people. Different eyes, different shapes, different sizes, different colors, different languages. Doesn't matter where they came from. If you're a fan of someone, you're a fan of someone. So you're a fan of someone, that means that you support their person. You support that person in anything. You're enthusiastic about it. You're a big fan. You're a supporter. You'll back them at any given time more so than anything. But then you got the realistic people. You know, I know about these people. I know what they've done. I know the truth behind it. I know the sick past of some of these people. And you got people that just like them for their music. Beyonce's music. There's people that just solely like Beyonce for the beauty, for her talent, for her voice, for the simple fact that she's African-American and, is a black artist that people can get behind. Since people are so insecure nowadays, there's not enough African-American actors. There's not enough black-led roles. There's not enough Latino-based roles or Latinx, whatever the fuck it is you call it. I mean, majority of business owners in the world are Jewish companies, productions, networks, apps, Amazon. Yep, like YouTube, like for example, not saying no specifically. I don't fucking know. I just know that there's more things that are Jewish ran than anything. Dude, Jewish people are rich. There's a majority, there's a fuck ton of Jews that are rich. The world is ran by them in a lot of ways. You know, we are under their command in a lot of ways. Because, I mean, look into it. It's not a blatantly, openly stupid statement. It's an actual statement that's actually true. Jewish ran and whatnot. Hey, but hey, shout out to the Jews. They really got some of the worst treatment in. Thought I was hearing someone's voice. No, I heard like a vacuum cleaner or some shit like that. I thought someone was standing next to the wall or something. But it's not just about them. It's not just about any one race. There's no superior one. There's no, like I said, with the same thing. There's no person that's better than any other person. Well, it's like an equal, even playing field. But the facts are the facts, and a lot of the things that we have in this world, a lot of the people, a lot of the businesses, a lot of the agendas and stuff are already pre-written. People think about these things before they happen. Is that not correct? I mean, look at the phones. Like we're supposed to be talking about phones and stuff today. I mean, from the phones to what can get these stupid ass people to buy this? What can we do to make these children watch our shows? I mean, since I've been watching the Quiet on Set and stuff, that season and stuff, like the pedophiles in Hollywood and the directors and writers and stuff, and just the uncomfortable moments that these children are put forth. And how women are sexualized and all that. And so I look at everything completely differently now. You know Sydney Sweeney's guys, for example. Like I was thinking about this, I think it was yesterday and the day before prior, because Instagram is one hell of a thing. You can't open that in public. You can't open Instagram in public anymore. But Sydney Sweeney. So I was looking at a picture of her, right? It wasn't on purpose. Scrolling through Instagram and it makes world star news. It makes it the number one news. Sydney Sweeney posts in a new selfie, sparking outrage. Assumptions. She has big tits, yeah. So, she starred in what movie, or not movie, what show was that? The show with Zendaya. I don't know why. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm trying to memorize it. Euphoria, that's what it was. She's in Euphoria, right? So she is a very attractive female actress. Okay, but people are posting the pictures. Oh, so what makes news headlines is her just simply taking a picture. Okay, you're simply taking a picture. Why is this news? 6ix9ine? A rapper, 6ix9ine, Latino rapper, 6ix9ine, Mexican American rapper, as I should say, released some new music. It actually sounded pretty fire, actually, pretty fire. But yeah, so Sydney Sweeney, what I was thinking about, I was like, dude, a bunch of these people and medium teams and everything just blowing her pictures up. Just the same thing as the congresswomen. There's been some few congresswomen, whoo wee. You never knew, if you never knew they were congresswomen, you would never know. But there's a discussion going on about people saying, should these people be in Congress, in government, and be attractive at the same time? So what are you saying? A bunch of old fucks can only be in government? You're saying a bunch of old fucks and creepy white guys or something, or people in suits have to be in charge? Or can these girls get out and wear whatever the hell they want? Because, I mean, I can't speak on women-related or women-based things, but I can also make some common sense. Let women wear whatever the fuck they want. And don't make them feel creeped out. They can do whatever they want and say whatever they want. Not say whatever they want. No one could say whatever they want, but women take a lot of things in the world. They go through a lot of things. They face a lot of things. Backlash and stuff like that. Oh, Miley Cyrus shops at the local Whole Foods. TMZ News exclusive. Gabriel's eating an In-N-Out burger again. Is this guy's mental health okay? Insiders report. I'm going in on a Wednesday every single week. On the last 3 days, last few days. Okay. That fucking weirdo number one over there outside. He's just a little fucking weird. Oh, some fat ass white guy outside. Or some sunglasses that looks like every bit of what a rapist pedophile would look like. Did I see? So there's a neighbor next door, right? Because me and Julie were sitting outside, right? She says that you put the seat. There's a bunch of lawn chairs out there. It's an apartment complex, right? He has his seat closer to ours because we have both our red fold-up chairs. It's actually the one I'm sitting in right now. Not the exact one, but it's comparable to it. This one's a super-sized one. But she says that before I came outside, he moved his seat closer to hers. She was nervous. And I'll flatline this guy. He's a weird dude. That's Santa Claus belly. His wife looks like she's 30 years older than him. Good God. Can you believe that? What the fuck? And I just looked out the window for a second. I was like, what the hell is that shit? There's some fights tomorrow. Israel Adesanya is taking on Dracus du Plessis. Dude, that guy has some serious trash talk. I mean, it's not the most like clean, clear cut. But, like, there's this whole, as the media likes to say, outrage, right? This whole outrage. Oh, Dracus du Plessis made. Why is he tries to look all macho man outside? He's like some fat Santa Claus guy. Looks like he works at Aaron's or something. Aaron's. Like a Rent-A-Center. He looks like he works at a Rent-A-Center. I'm freaking crazy and sweet. A week. Shout out to this thing was went up like 15%+ throughout this whole entire show. As we were saying, so there's been this whole sparking outrage on Israel Adesanya crying at the press conference, right? There's no Israel Adesanya. If you're fight fans, you know, this is something that just recently happened at this pre-fight press conference, UFC 305. And it's because he's talking about his family, his roots, where he comes from, the upbringing. You know, when I was thinking of Israel, I was thinking of Francis Ngannou. He's talking about him working. What is it? The sand? What was he doing? Shoveling freaking sand and stuff. And, you know, you know, these African people, like, you know, if you know the hardships of Africa and stuff, there's mass poverty there. A lot of people, I mean, they said monkeypox originated from there and all that. But you know, there's a wild rumor they say that everybody in the United States could fit in Africa, in all parts of Africa. There's tribes and all this shit, people off different islands and shit that don't even have cell phones. And they're living life perfectly, knowing what's on the other side is over there probably, likelihood of it, but it's not likely, because some people don't even want to associate with the Americans or anything like that, or just the people in general. Anybody see the aliens in California? reported seeing alien flying saucers and stuff like that. But that's just some regular news here on that. But so Israel Adesanya, there's no shame in tearing it up. I don't think what I mean if you watch the press conference, dude. There's nothing that Dricus du Plessis said. I mean, obviously, I don't care about your story. I'm just being disrespectful. But in his way, it's a fight game, so it doesn't fucking matter. If you're respectful or disrespectful, I'm not going to be nice to you if I'm about to get ready to beat your ass. He doesn't care. And he, you know, Israel thinking about his family and stuff. His family's in the front row talking about them, seeing them, you know, the family hardships they had to go through. You know, if you've gone through hardships or you know family that have gone through hardships and stuff like that, you can tend to be emotional. And there's a lot of people that wear their heart on their sleeve and stuff like that. So I don't think it was like a direct from Dricus. It just, after following a heated exchange like that, it wasn't as worse as the media was making it seem like. You know, just something that not only in the fight world happens, but happens in the world of media. Things get overblown, headlines, miss headlines. Like the most random part, probably the most random one-sided parts picked out of things that are said, like interviews, headlines, what's used and pulled out to make headlines. You know, people make headlines with the most stupidest shit. But it makes headlines and it works. It's an entire realm of media. That's how they get their money, is by doing that. So that's a little quick educational bit on media. But folks, I think that's it for us though today. We got we had one out of the chill spot today. We had a great show from the chill spot, and we will continue to do shows from the chill spot because now it's more comfortable. It's gonna storm here in a little while. I have my phone on airplane mode the entire time, so I don't get tempted to look at it. And I also wanted to see if the charging pod was true. But, like I said, we are available to stream on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and anything and everything. Wherever you get your shows, ladies and gentlemen. TrueSpeech.com, Instagram.com/TrueSpeechPod, Twitter.com/TrueSpeechPod, Twitter.com/GTKingOfficial, folks, Threads.net/GTheKing_official as well, Instagram.com/GTheKing_official as well. We're here. We're live. We had a great time. One hell of a fucking show today. Let's take one more puff before you get out of here. Gonna go make some frozen food, some frozen TV dinners in my grandmother's basement. Cause I totally live in my grandparents' basement, and I talk a lot of shit, a lot of online shit, bitch. I'm just kidding. Stereotyped. Completely. But we will be back sooner rather than later, folks. We have kept it consistent and we continuously will. Alright, we'll be back next week though, sooner rather than later. This is Gabriel Hernandez signing off, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back sooner rather than later though. Peace. Enjoy the rest of your weekends. Don't drink or drive and don't do anything I wouldn't do. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.